And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Cincinnati has this growing national reputation as a destination for Hollywood films. You can see a bunch of them on Netflix or the cable channels now. But the indie film scene appears to be alive and well, too. More than 100 films from around the world are coming to town for the annual Cindependent Film Festival. And joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about it, our festival founder, Allison West. Welcome, Allison.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we also have filmmaker Jennifer Howd, whose silent documentary 45 and a half is playing at the festival. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're not going to be silent for this segment.
It doesn't quite work.
I'm looking forward to diving into talking about what that documentary might be. If you've got questions about the film festival or local filmmaking opportunities in general, give us a call. 513-419-7100 is the number. You can email talk@wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and tweets and try to get some of those into the show. So let's talk about how this began.
Oh, my gosh.
How did Cincinnati earn an independent film festival?
Well, Cincinnati deserves it. That's how we got it. I'm a filmmaker myself, and I spent a year in 2017 on the Independent Film Fest circuit with a film of my own. And I kept coming back to Cincinnati, and I would debrief with my husband in some bars and just be like, I can't believe that Cincinnati doesn't have anything like this. After doing some research, we have some things that are similar, but what we didn't have was an all-encompassing, multi-genre, multi-type, professional screening opportunity for local filmmakers and something that would bring in filmmakers from all over the world. So that's what, basically, me and a group of my best friends put together.
And we've promoted this as attracting 100 films.
Well, over.
Over 100.
Over. Yeah, I think this year we have 137 submissions that are playing. And we receive way more than that. So the amount that we're able to manage and program over the course of the 3 days is limited to 24 hours in a day, 10 hours a day of the festival. So we have 137. That includes screenplays, which are also accepted into the films and get live screenplay readings as well during the festival.
So in our previous segment, we had the director of the documentary Hard Face, which played at last year's Independent Film Festival.
Yes.
And so we got to ask Mark a little bit about the process of getting into festivals, because that's what he's working on now, is getting the film into more festivals. Mm-hmm. But now we get to see the other side. So filmmakers submit their films. Mm-hmm. You put out a call.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What happens when these submissions start rolling in?
Oh, it's honestly so exciting. From a personal perspective, you have no idea what you're going to get. And every year, it's just this blank canvas of what is our festival going to be and what is it going to say for our city this year. So when these films start coming in, I'm a first set of eyes, and then we have 13 adjudicators. And so I assign the films or the screenplays out for second reviews. Ultimately, they all get reviewed by two adjudicators with an aggregate score. We use a rubric and then comment and discuss as well. The top reviewed films get put into the festival, essentially. And sometimes we have things that are just like incredibly meaningful to the community that score well. And then we consider this amazing bonus, like Hard Face was an incredible sports documentary shot on film here in Cincinnati. Last year we had Leela's Highway as well. And those things are incredibly relevant to our community and the world that we live in. And we're super proud to be able to put those things in front of our city.
And Jennifer, you're one of the filmmakers. You've got a silent documentary called 45 and a half. Does that mean what I think it is? It's a documentary that doesn't have dialogue?
Correct. It's actually an experimental documentary that I shot spontaneously while I was on a silent meditation retreat at a Buddhist, Tibetan Buddhist monastery in Louisville, Kentucky, actually.
You sound like WVXU's target demographic.
I think I might be.
100%.
I do love the station.
Well, that's great to hear. Okay, well, tell us about it.
You have to watch to find out. I mean, it's essentially, ultimately, a meditation on middle age, and I'll leave it at that.
Oh, so 45 and a half is a reference to age.
Correct.
Cool. We've been talking a lot about turning 40 on this show this week.
Really?
It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm knocking on that door as well, I promise. But
I love that it's called 45 and a half, because when I was a little kid, I used to like sign my artwork, Allison, age 8 and a half.
Exactly.
It's so playful.
And it actually took place on like almost the exact date of my 45 and a half birthday.
Is there a part in your life where you start recognizing the halves again? Like, it used to be because you want to advance it, right? You want to sound older. Now it's like, no, I'm going to hold on a little longer to this.
No, well, honestly, like, this movie really is ultimately about accepting where I'm at in my age and really loving myself and being compassionate about being that age and kind of coming into the, you know, early crone years. I'm happily taking on the half again is a good thing.
Well, talk about your history with filmmaking. This isn't your first.
It is not my first film, although I've only made a handful of them. My first film actually played at Cindependent last year. Very different film.
Super hysterical.
Would you like to describe it?
Oh my gosh, would I love to. It's like an off-the-cuff, sex-positive, oh my God, what am I watching? Cowboy music video about dildos.
Yes.
Great.
Very, very different. Yes. It's about a renegade dildo runner in Texas when sex toys are declared illegal.
Okay. And so let's talk about the process of, how you've gone about getting films into festivals.
Well, essentially, you know, I make the project. When I'm making the project, I don't know if it's going to be any good.
Yeah.
When it's done, I go, well, maybe this is kind of okay. Let me send it out to a couple festivals that I think might be interested. Of course, Independence at the top of my list. And then I see what happens and see what comes back. It, you know, I get into some, I don't get into others, you know, and that's kind of the way that it happens.
Well, let's talk about independent filmmaking in general. You know, there's obviously enough going on out there that there's all these festivals, including our own here in Cincinnati now. What is it like being an independent filmmaker now with all of the opportunities, with all of the platforms, with all the different techniques from making feature-length films on your iPhone? Just talk about that experience a little bit.
I think now for filmmakers really opens the door to entrepreneurial filmmaking. And one of the things that I love celebrating through Cinependent is the fact that we have people who are sharing some of their most important ideas, some of the things they are most passionate about. And you have people who have, you know, they have jumped over every hurdle. They have raised money that they never thought they were going to raise. They have asked for favors that they didn't think could possibly happen to create this magical little universe that they get to share. And now here they are in the world pushing it places. I love being a step for somebody along that path because with all the platforms, with all the opportunities that are out there, we provide space for people to keep climbing that ladder because now is the age of the go-getter. If you're an independent filmmaker and you've got something burning inside of you, it's going to like ignite and just fly like a little phoenix into the world. And that's so exciting to see and recognize in all the variety of the projects that we get.
I mentioned at the top of this segment that Cincinnati's reputation is growing in the Hollywood film industry. The Cincinnati Film Commission is consistently announcing these big films, buoyed by tax incentives usually, that lure these big filmmakers here. But we've had Netflix movies here and Hollywood blockbusters shot here. What's different about that the independent film scene could possibly benefit from but maybe doesn't?
Well, I think that what we're doing is getting these big filmmakers before they're big. So what we're doing here is basically cultivating a love of our city and a connection to our city as people are growing along their careers. So as they start recognizing that we do have all of these very large opportunities available in the city that the Film Commission is shepherding and really bringing into their fullness here, we're connecting them to see you should come back to Cincinnati, the land that attracts people and keeps them here forever. It's a beautiful place that welcomes art if you can get yourself into it.
So then these smaller or more independent filmmakers get the opportunities. I mean, you're creating an ecosystem here, basically.
Yes.
Where there's a pool of people that also makes it attractive to shoot here. It's more than just the tax incentives then. It's that there are people who can do the job.
Yes. Yeah.
And for those of us who are working on micro budgets, you know, I'm one of them. I used to live in Los Angeles, and it's very, very challenging to make an independent film with no money in Los Angeles. As you can imagine, there are a lot of people there who are, you know, charging lots and lots and lots of money to, you know, for location fees and acting and all of that stuff. And not to say that people aren't charging fees here, but they're way more willing to work with you and excited about the fact that you're actually shooting something as opposed to LA. For the most part, people are kind of like, oh, you know, get out of my way or whatever. And people here are like, yeah, you're shooting a film. How can I help? How can I pitch in? So it's a really wonderful kind of neighborly like community here.
We shot a movie in a bar and we had to start shooting at midnight because that's when the bar closed. And the people who had been working all day in the bar, when we started setting up, they brought their chairs out off to set. They had brought in like Taco Bell and a bunch of wine coolers, and they sat there watching us work for like hours because it was fun for them. And it's just exciting to be part of a community that people are going to sit around, eat burritos and watch, you know, drink wine coolers while they watch you do your thing.
Yeah.
But ultimately, what is the goal of these micro-budget filmmakers? I mean, do you dream of making bigger budget films at some point, or do you like this genre?
I don't. I used to be in the entertainment industry. I was a producer for many years, and it's not my thing. I much prefer more of the artistic side of it to the business side of it. So I'm very, very, very happy making my little art films that will probably never make any money, but I shoot for, you know, a couple hundred dollars.
And what about you, Allison? Well, I mean, do you find that there's people in the film festival scene, they're like, yeah, this is great, but I'm trying to work my way up into bigger audiences?
It's a variety. And I get this question a lot, like, what is the point of a short film? And it could be a portfolio piece for somebody who maybe hasn't been given the opportunity to direct, but suddenly is saying, look, I did direct. This is what happened when I did it. It could be somebody who says, I have this artistic idea and I need this to live in the world. Sometimes short films are sizzlers for a larger feature film. And this is the way somebody is shopping their idea across a marketplace. So the point of short films is varied. And it's about talking to that filmmaker and figuring out what's going on in their marketing strategies and their promotional strategies that's going to keep them moving along their own path. They're very unique in terms of purpose and intent.
And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're talking about the Cindependent Film Festival. It's coming up the last weekend of this month. We are joined by the festival founder, Allison West. And we've also got filmmaker Jennifer Howd, whose silent documentary, 45 and a Half, is going to be featured at the Cindependent Film Festival this year. You mentioned entrepreneurial filmmaking a little bit earlier. And I thought that this has been interesting to watch because, you know, we all have our shows that we watch. But it's kind of like a golden age of television, for example, right? There's so much. You can pull up Amazon Prime and see a bunch of original series. Netflix has a bunch of original series. Random brands are producing series. Spectrum Cable has a series out now that's available to subscribers. There's so much. It seems like now, more than any era before, there's like an opportunity to be a middle-class star. What's happening? How is this happening?
I think it's the democratization of the tools, the filmmaking tools. You know, like people can make films on their iPhones, you don't have to have a camera that costs hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousand dollars. You know, you can use iMovie or some sort of piece of software that you can purchase for a couple hundred dollars, and you can kind of do the whole thing from soup to nuts and output it yourself, as opposed to having these like larger entities that are kind of controlling the situation.
At the end of the day, it's just about a good story. And what happens when we have this saturated market is that the good stories rise to the top. Because if they're not good, nobody's going to watch them. They're not going anywhere. The series will get canceled. And there's a lot of testing of ideas, of story plots, of characters out in the market, which is very exciting because things move quickly. New ideas, raw ideas, passionate ideas can make their way to the top.
And we also are willing to digest different links of content now. Do you think this has helped short film the way that, you know, we can scroll Twitter and watch the same like 1 minute clip over and over because it's funny, somebody's falling off something and I'll watch it repeatedly. Has that impacted people's desire to give short films a chance?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, YouTube really changed everything too, right? Like, again, everyone's uploading things and it seems like the shorter stuff tends to do better when we're talking about the more independent kind of stuff. So, yeah, I think it has helped.
In the festival, a screening block could be 6 to 9 short films. I think it's easier to sell that ticket because it's harder for, I think, a normal layperson to go, I'm going to go watch an hour and a half movie about something that I don't know if it's actually going to be good. But if you know you're going to see 6 or 9 different films, there's a good chance you're going to like some of them and enjoy more of your evening than you might if you just got saddled into like one big feature film.
Allison, you were an actor?
Oh,
are you
yes,
still acting?
Absolutely.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
So how did you transition, though, into this role?
Thank you for asking. It's just like the beautiful transition of life. So I went to CCM. I have a BFA in acting from CCM. I worked here in the city for about a year after graduating, and then me and my boyfriend moved to New York, where I worked for probably 2.5 years. He was a chef. He came back to the city. I came back with him. And when I got back as a more experienced, more practiced, more like ready performer, I had a really hard time booking work in the city. And all the stuff that I had been doing in Manhattan did not transition with me here. And it was devastating, absolutely devastating. And after like a year of working in an office and drinking in a bar and going on lots of auditions and just really not winning, I just kind of had to do something myself. And so within the span of about 2 months, I taught myself how to form a production company, fundraise, write a movie, build a crew, get everything to go, and then produce a short film, which was about 12 minutes. That's the film I traveled with. That experience showed me where there were all these holes in our current industry where we needed somebody to start really connecting the more independent filmmakers together and fostering this goodwill towards everybody's hard work. The Film Commission does an incredible job themselves. I want to be a part of that. And everything that we do, we want to support what is ongoing in the city. After traveling with Sindependent, that made me see there's got to be something. Or traveling with Texican, it made me see that we needed something more for our city. And I just kind of fell face forward, feet forward. It's like a jump and a fall at the same time into building Sindependent, which was amazing last year and is going to be even better this year.
Texican's the film you did.
Yes, Texican.
And what was that?
It was about basically a husband or a couple, a partnership, who live in a trailer in Texas. It's a hot day. They missay some things to each other based off of the colors of their skin. The film explores some racial bias that they each have. And within that, they end up offending each other the most that they ever have and kind of having to decide whether their love is enough for them to change or if they're not going to change. It's basically like this 12-minute tornado explosion that leaves them at the end deciding whether or not they're going to go forward with this or backwards.
So you're not the only film festival in town. In fact, when we were preparing for this, I had gotten confused with some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to do that. I just know there are, you know, if you're just getting introduced to the film festival scene, as Cincinnati is, I suppose, you know, there are other ones. They target maybe specialized demographics. I got a call after this promo started airing for this show from someone who says, no, the Indian Film Festival is coming up.
It is.
In a couple
yeah.
of weeks,
yes.
we have the LGBTQ Film Festival
yep.
Outreels. Why?
Well, why? I don't know how we have been blessed to have so many genre-specific film festivals. And when I started researching film festivals in the city, those are what I saw. At that time, we didn't have the OTR International Film Festival, which has expanded from Real Abilities into including a lot more diversity into its programming. That came out basically the same year that we started announcing as well. So we didn't have all of these – we had all these genre-specific things and not some kind of – all-inclusive, encompassing one. I don't know why. I guess it's just because the city loves storytelling.
I guess that's the question that I'm asking. Is it's not to disparage the fact that there are so many, but it's is there evidence that there is this kind of support for this film scene here?
In terms of evidence, yeah, it's here. It's there. It's, you know, film festivals do well in every city, and we're the right size and shape for something to really flourish here.
And Jennifer, you're here with a film. What is that experience like from a filmmaker's perspective? You may be getting your first bit of live in-person feedback from an audience.
Yes, it's always kind of nerve-wracking, you know, when I'm sitting in the audience, I'm just like, inside. And it's actually really hard for me to kind of sit there. But once it gets rolling and I start to hear and really feel the audience, it always, you know, it's an amazing experience. And of course, that's the smallest part of really being at a film festival. Honestly, it's all about meeting other filmmakers who are coming in from all over the world and networking and watching their films and getting inspired by their films and attending like the master classes. Sindependent offers master classes in different areas of filmmaking and learning from other master filmmakers and stuff like that. There's such a community, almost kind of like a summer camp feel to attending an independent film festival where there's just this camaraderie that's so, so fun.
So this independent film festival runs Thursday, Friday and Saturday, August 29 through the 31. Where is this playing? Where are we mostly playing?
We have five locations, but our main venue is at the Woodward Theater.
You got a screenplay reading thing at No Theater?
No Theater, yep.
Okay, well, we've got a full list of all of the action and links at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. My thanks to this independent film festival founder, Allison West, and filmmaker Jennifer Howard for coming in and chatting with us about it today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.